In the name of God, hello and welcome to the news desk. I'm Farzana Ismaili presenting you this hour's news headlines. Millions of Iranian people from all strata take to the streets in Tehran and all over Iran, marking and celebrating the auspicious occasion of the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says that the West attempts to guarantee its domination over the world by the Middle East takeover. Iran delivers first batch of 20% fuel to produce isotopes. Yemen says it is close to a deal to end the six-month war with Houthi fighters. And also rescue operations for Afghan avalanches continue. Now today's news in detail. Millions of Iranian people from all strata took to the streets in Tehran and all over Iran on Thursday morning, marking and celebrating the auspicious occasion of the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. According to IRIB, the people of Tehran chanted Allahu Akbar, or God is the greatest, as they marched towards Azadi Square, displaying their solidarity and unity in support of the Islamic Revolution and the sacred Islamic system. The people, among them top state and military officials, were carrying Iranian flags and pictures of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, may he soul rest in peace, and the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. There is a lot more on this topic in a commentary following this news bulletin. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said on Thursday that the West attempted to guarantee its domination over the world by the Middle East takeover. According to IRNA, President Ahmadinejad, in an address to a large crowd of people in Tehran's Azadi Square on the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution's triumph, said the West wants to dominate our region so as to guarantee their domination over the world. President Ahmadinejad said the Iranian nation is a great nation and the West is against Iranians' grandeur. He said nuclear issue, human rights and regional issues are all pretexts the West uses to achieve its goals. He added that all people worldwide are well aware of the West's double standards. President Ahmadinejad said the West considers Iran as an obstacle to its interests. President Ahmadinejad told crowds that Iran despises confrontation, but it will stand up for its rights, including the right to enrich uranium for peaceful and civilian purposes. He hailed Iran's advancements in various fields of technology and science and said the country is now the most powerful nation in the Middle East. He also warned U.S. President Barack Obama against missing opportunities if he wants to implement change in U.S. policies. We have a news report on this topic following the news.
The faithful and revolutionary nation of Iran, on the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, issued a resolution emphasizing that they wholeheartedly safeguard and comply with the sacred religion of Islam and the thoughts of founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, may his soul rest in peace, and the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In the final resolution of today's nationwide demonstrations marking the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the Iranian nation announced that in compliance with late Imam Khomeini, may his soul rest in peace, they consider safeguarding the Islamic system as the nation's most important and major obligation and consider support for the principle of velayat-e-faqih, or governance of the supreme jurist, as the pivotal factor behind the unity of the nation in all scenes. This resolution added, the Iranian nation considers divine motivation, national unity, confidence and integrity as the major assets resulting from the nation's victory and elevation, and considers the sabotage of the national solidarity by anyone and under any motto as serving the interests of the foreign powers and as betraying the ideals of late Imam Khomeini, may his soul rest in peace, the nation and the country. This resolution further pointed out that the massive demonstrations of the Iranian people on December 30th of 2009 and the unprecedented 85% turnout in the recent presidential election clearly manifest democracy, freedom, right of people to vote, and fulfillment of religious obligations.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said on Thursday that Iran managed to deliver the first batch of 20% fuel on Wednesday to produce isotopes. According to IRNA, President Ahmadinejad, in an address to a large crowd of people at Tehran's Azadiya Square on the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution's victory, said, "Under God's grace, the first batch of 20% enriched uranium was delivered to Tehran reactor yesterday." He said, "In the near future, the amount of the fuel delivery will increase threefold." He invited the West to show goodwill in connection with the fuel supply for Tehran medical reactor, operating since 1960s, to produce isotopes for treatment of patients suffering from cancer.
Head of Iran's judiciary branch described people's presence in the rallies of the victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution as eye-catching. According to ISNA, head of Iran's judiciary, Ayatollah Sadegh Amali Larijani, speaking to reporters among millions of Iranian people attending the rallies on the victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, said, "We are sure that the Iranian nation, with their presence on the scene, will give a crushing response to the West." Ayatollah Amali Larijani added that the people's presence is a firm response to the West's unfounded claims about the existence of discord inside Iran. Head of Iran's judiciary branch emphasized that the Iranian people have, on sensitive junctures of time, showed their unity in defending the country's security and strength.
Today on Thursday marked the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, conveying the message of unity and solidarity of the Iranian people to the international community. The victory of the Islamic Revolution took place 31 years ago in the light of Iranian nation's solidarity. This major victory registered a turning point in the fate of Iranian people and commenced a major development with global impacts. There have been numerous ups and downs in the past 31 years. Developments such as the eight-year imposed war, the divisive conspiracies and plots to topple the sacred Islamic system, wider-scale sanctions and continuous psychological warfare are part of the hostilities that have taken place against the Islamic Revolution and the Iranian nation and continue to this day. Today, the Iranian nation celebrated the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution while it has gained a major experience from the previous years. This experience is highly important for the Iranian nation and all those who understand the Islamic Revolution and are aware of its real values. The Iranian people launched the Islamic Revolution to attain justice, to liberate themselves from oppression and corruption, and to establish the rule of sacred religion of Islam and spirituality in the community's political system. Meanwhile, the Islamic Revolution became a source of political developments in the regional and international arenas, while stirring the anger and deep-rooted frustration and hatred of arrogant powers. But the Iranian nation stood firm against all pressures and difficulties in the past three decades and paid a heavy cost for its steadfastness while safeguarding the achievements of Islamic Revolution. Hence, the Iranian nation does not allow the domestic deviated currents and foreign powers' divisive plots to deal a blow against the Islamic Revolution. Today, the Islamic establishment is the only ruling system in the world that, despite wider-scale propaganda and disinformation campaigns against it, political and economic pressures, anti-Iran sanctions and soft war, has stood on its feet with resoluteness and firmness. Undoubtedly, thereafter, the Iranian nation will continue to stand firm against these pressures, and the U.S., Zionists, arrogant and bullying powers will not be able to harm the Islamic Revolution with their political and economic means or through leveling threats, accusations, or provocation of their operatives. The fact is that more important than any other factor in analysis of the dynamism of Islamic Revolution is the emphasis of the Iranian nation on one key principle which gains meaning in the unity and solidarity. In fact, as the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, emphasized, the secret behind the sustainability and longevity of the Islamic Revolution is reliance upon God Almighty and the faith of the Iranian nation. But the enemies of the Islamic Revolution, who cannot understand these facts, continuously use the language of threats and wrongly believe that they can somehow display what they refer to as the weak aspects of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Meanwhile, the glorious participation of the Iranian nation in the demonstrations marking the auspicious occasion of the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, in fact, once again displayed the unity and solidarity of the Iranian nation more than ever and led the international community to once again confirm the strength of the Iranian nation and the sacred Islamic establishment.
That is the end of our news from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Stay tuned now for our political commentary and our news reports.